Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality, or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat, perhaps on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 3 days left to remember to renew your HBO subscription because you canceled it when last season of Game of Thrones ended 2 years ago. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My name is Assange, babe. I'm an awesome dude. I'll probably get some folks killed, but I'll get famous too. Is at WikiLeaks.
calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Udell, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, and so is the much beloved and glorious Terry Evans.
And here they are.
Please clap.
So did anything happen today of note?
Julian Assange's cat is no longer in the Ecuadorian embassy, though it does look fantastic in a necktie.
Is it?
It's an adorable cat.
But he's been expelled, right?
Right, right.
Adorable.
He's out walking the streets.
How long before they kill him?
Well, I don't know. I thought
he was in custody.
No, the cat.
Oh, the cat.
The cat's probably out walking the streets.
If the cat knows what's good for it, it'll come here and join Emily's family.
Yeah, it's a great family.
It's a great place for any cat to be.
I'll take him in, though. I've been looking for a cat.
You need a cat.
You know, I confess that I don't have a great understanding of some news stories. The Assange thing, like, on one hand, I believe he brought to light things that we needed to know, but I've been reading about it all afternoon.
Right.
But some of the stuff he did get people killed. Some people call him a hero. Some people want him in the slammer for the rest of his life.
I think he's a hero.
No government wants. There's four different governments that are after him. For various reasons, ours obviously
makes me like him more.
Britain, yeah, exactly. Ecuador, and one other.
Because he's uncovering their dirty laundry.
Well, there was like a sexual assault charge in Sweden.
Yes, that was it.
But then it was dropped. But now they're like, well, we might bring it back
up
again.
The story with that was that it was consensual, but he refused to use a protective device, so. Then it became
like a helmet.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Got to wear those helmets.
You know, with a strap.
Of course.
So that turned it from consensual. So I don't know if they're going to pursue that charge. There's a lot of people that want a piece of the guy. That's for sure. So the Dow was down today. Why?
It's down 0.05%. That's a big drop, Greg.
A few billion.
It's still over 26. That's where, and that kind of what Brandt. We'll talk to Brandt at around 5:10. He kind of expects the market to sort of just about stay where it is, because there's a lot of news that's going to come out.
No, there's just not a whole lot of room for it to go up anymore. It seems to me.
Well, they're waiting on earnings. They're waiting on the completion of a deal with those Chinese wieners. And
those wieners.
A few other things. Hey, BarkBox shipped today.
Oh, yeah!
I hope it's here by Saturday.
Awesome.
So Aunt Marianne can open it with the boys. And Avenetti, what did he get, 36 counts today? Charged with 36?
If they gave him the full extent of, like, the maximum sentence, it would be, like, 335 years in prison.
Oh, I don't think he could serve all that.
No.
Not without making a lot of new friends.
You better believe it.
And little Brian Stelter.
Oh, Lord.
A man who's...
Little Brian.
I hate to say it.
It's okay, you can say it.
His head looks like the tip of... The typical male penis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a walking, talking penis.
Except it's got little eyes on it and lips that move. Well, yeah.
It's what he looks like.
So Newsbusters put out a fake Avenatti ad. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I discovered this while I was researching for this afternoon's show. Let's give it a listen.
And fallen or accident.
Hang on, let me get back to this thing sucks.
Have you slipped and fallen or accidentally been gang raped or even sexually assaulted? Even if you didn't really, you may be entitled to free publicity. At Avenatti & Avenatti, we troll for troubled women and exploit them for every ounce of earned media that we can manage. Remember that porn star you didn't really sleep with? Well, what are you waiting for? At Avenatti & Avenatti, we don't get publicity until you get publicity. Haven't suffered any high crimes or sex demeanors? No problem. Our team of publicity professionals will help trigger your memory and until we find something suitably salacious for the major media to eat right up. We get you the publicity we deserve. Because at Avenatti and Avenatti, we put the Avenatti back into Avenatti. Call 1-900-PORN-LAW to speak to an attorney now. That's 1-900-PORN-LAW. Calls are just $3,000 a minute.
Well, I know which law firm I'm going to.
Absolutely.
They had me at porn law.
Yeah, really.
Should I put that on the book of faces?
It's funny. Apparently, one of the things he's charged with is he defrauded a client, and this guy won, a paraplegic, mentally ill person.
Yes.
Won a $4 million lawsuit against Los Angeles County, and Avenatti hid that from him.
Of course he did.
Didn't give him the $4 million.
Will we expect anything less from Avenatti?
Hang on, let's see.
That's just Brian. Sick, man. Look at what you.
I mean, I've seen some like lawyers in porn more effective than that, and more in the up and up. My goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
And I'm not talking about the guys that signed the contracts either, or you know, have your hearing in anyway.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean,
it's more like you know, porn pizza delivery boy. That's what I meant. You know, all the different characters.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing a bad job of filling right now, Greg, while you're putting that up on the book of faces.
I think you're doing a fine job.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
I need 30 seconds.
All right. Well, I mean, I still am aggravated, Greg.
What are you aggravated about?
About people just living and dying in the land of euphemism and rumor and innuendo. It's like, no, Attorney General Barr. They did not spy on the Trump administration. They had fully authorized legal surveillance of the Trump campaign. That's not spying.
Just because it's legal don't mean it's right.
And how dare he insinuate that law enforcement intelligence communities would spy? That's actually what somebody said.
Oh, my dear God.
A senator said. It's like, that's what they do.
Exactly. Welcome to the Patriot Act and the NDAA.
It's just absurd.
It is. It's crazy.
It's absolutely absurd.
They think we're stupid.
Well, a lot of us are.
True.
And some days I just don't care.
Yeah,
so.
Same here. I care. I mean, I know, but I just, what's the point?
It's hard.
I just want to punch the lights out of people like Ted Lieu.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Candace Owens as a goddess.
Who?
Candace Owens.
Yeah, she's well-spoken.
She is a guy, and she stood up to that little prick in Congress and Fathead Nadler. No, we don't call members of the committee stupid. How about douchebag? Would that work for you, you fathead?
I would love to be called to one of those hearings and be like, sir, what are your thoughts? I have contempt for this body.
There you go.
And for your terrible hygiene. I can smell you from here, Jerry.
These are all great fantasies that we indulge, but chances are if we actually got to sit in front of those people, we'd
No, I'd say lock me up, F you, Jerry.
There you go.
I don't even know why I'm here, other than to tell you that.
Maybe they'll stick in next to Avenatti. Well, our first caller of the afternoon is a name I don't recognize. Someone called Cooter.
Cooter?
Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller. Oh, I've been listening for a couple of weeks now.
Wow.
That commercial you ran for Avenatti there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that real or is that fake? Because I didn't hear you do your disclaimer with the other guy that talks so fast.
It's a real fake one.
You didn't hear Jay Scott go.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boy, he talks fast. I bet he's fun at parties.
He is.
Yeah.
He just never attends them. That's a whole lot.
Maybe that's why everybody laughs at him for talking too fast.
He's good.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
I tried to call you attending the show last night. Got cut off.
I know. Trinity hit the wrong button.
I figured that's what it was. I was just calling to say another good show, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I knew it was too late to go on air or anything. I just wanted to let you know we was listening.
Thank you.
What was the topic? I didn't get to hear it. We left bomb hours a little bit early last night.
I don't know that we really
had a topic. To watch the space station fly over.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we missed it.
It wasn't all centered on a single topic last night. It was a free-flowing thought kind of thing.
Yeah, let everybody call that wants to call, because it seems like every night when I'm in the middle of reading something, the phone goes off the hook, and, you know, it's just me. I don't want to stop and answer the phones.
I can relate.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Joey, nobody calls you anyway, man, do they?
No, you're right, Cooter.
Somebody called last night.
You should listen, though. I mean, if you've only been listening to this show for a few weeks, give me a try.
I thought malware was the funniest thing.
I listened to the show a couple of times. I thought it was the
malware.
The Clay Shaw. Clay, 84? What's his name?
Oh, Southern show. Wood? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the 84
channel. I thought it was his show. He's on there every time I try to listen.
He is long-winded.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working
anyway,
on his own
channel. Anyway, I hope you guys all have a great one, all
right? Sure.
All right, bye.
Now, he had a guest, and he was talking about he didn't know about the what happened at
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, and so Joey was telling him, you know, this Chinese agent there with malware, and he said, is that malware or malware? Well, man, that's perfect.
Yeah, Troy loves his puns.
That was great.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I got to.
Yeah, malware. I mean, it's just perfect.
Yeah, but it's weird how, like, everybody's being caught on both sides of an issue. Like, Julian Assange is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Like, back in 2010, when you had the leaks from Manning,
right.
Donald Trump tweeted out he deserves the death penalty. Then, in 2016, Donald Trump is, like, praising WikiLeaks and Assange, and I might even pardon him. Now, the Donald Trump administration has Mike Pompeo saying he's a non-state hostile intelligence agency. Whatever the hell that means, because you can't call him a journalist.
No. The friends of my enemy are my enemy, or the enemy of my friends are my friends. It gets all twisted.
Well, and then, by the way, I found that picture of Brian Stelter, the penis face.
Yeah.
That's the one I saw earlier today, so I've turned it into a caption contest.
Oh, Lord. Is it his mouth agape, really?
It's always open.
Oh, no.
For business.
Oh, wow.
It's like he's in the
What are you inferring, chair. Greg?
What am I inferring?
Yeah, what are you inferring?
I infer nothing.
Okay.
I wish I had a great follow-up to that
you
line.
Play your game, then, Mr. Boodle. Mm. You play your games.
So we'll see what comes in on that.
Oh, sure.
The guy, Brian, said, okay. All right, let's see what else we have. I got retweeted today by David Blackman.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now the Dems are raging against Barr because he... use the term spying by the FBI.
He's the new Roy Cohn.
Yeah, I thought Fitton did real well in his interviews.
So I posted the story. There's Pelosi. Oh, my God. Talk about shriveled me timbers. Look at that face. Holding the truth up to a Democrat is like sticking a cross in Dracula's face. Fatal to both.
I like it. Well done.
Can I get a thumbs up on that from you guys?
Yeah. We're not going to have you slaughtered in the arena. Thumbs up.
Got a great picture from Rich Thomas of a couple of kids watching the flyover last night. It looks like a bright star, but actually last night what was interesting, it was going from just west of north to just east of south. And the moon was midway up, about halfway up the western horizon. As it was approaching, when it was on the north side of the moon, it wasn't particularly spectacular. After it got past the moon, it got much brighter, and you could see the configuration of the station.
So it was like a slightly southeast trajectory?
Yeah, and okay. But the moon affected the visual impact of the flyover. Mm-hmm. Once it passed the moon, it was really amazing. And you realize there's six people up there and they're traveling at 18,000 miles an hour. It's pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty, pretty good.
Other than that, I got nothing to say, so I'm going home now. Pool looked inviting today, I must say.
Yeah. Working on your tan?
Yeah. I want to get those... I want to go back to see, what's his name, Dr. The guy that removes my...
Is he...
Removes your what?
Melanomas.
Oh, okay.
I usually have to have one or two. Oh, did you see the Disco Kitties? Look at this. They got a disco ball.
Yes.
When they make a move, they go chasing the...
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
It's adorable.
And then this cat here is funny with this toy mouse hopping on its back legs. I know if you were to look at my Facebook page, it would appear that I don't have a life, but I really do. I really do. So, anyway, now what we're waiting for, now that we... this is hilarious, watching the Democrats attack Barr they know they're screwed because this is going to unfold over the next 2 years in the run-up to the presidential election, and they're going to look really stupid. They got so many people. Check out the ratings. I'm going to pull up Twitter to get this one, I think. Or maybe Newsbusters. Let's go for Newsbusters.
No, you got to deliver. It's kind of like we've been waiting for 2 years. We waited for 2 years for the Mueller report. And we're still waiting. I'd like to see more of the report other than just the summary. I'm happy to look at it. But it seems, based on quoting Mueller himself, there was no collusion. So it was a big nothing burger in a way. He didn't deliver a great season finale. If Game of Thrones is, you know, bad, then people are going to be upset. And they should be. But, you know, Game of Thrones is some stupid fictional TV series. The, you know, Russian collusion thing is just some stupid fictional political series.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Boy, here's, you know, the one group that enjoys complete protection and freedom of religion are the Muslims. The covering for this hate-filled Omar Ilhan from Minnesota Stan. Did you see what the New York Post did today? Anybody?
Yes, I have.
That was. What did you think of that?
I thought it was necessary and effective.
Let's. I just got that. I want to put that up this afternoon.
You
know, as well.
You just mentioned that about Islam. It's the one true freedom of religion. But it reminds me of British comedian Jimmy Carr. You say, you know, Jimmy, you might be making jokes about the Jewish faith and the Christian faith and Buddhist and atheist. It seems that you're leaving one faith out. And if you're asking yourself that, yes, I am leaving one faith out. For instance, you, he's picking on a Christian in the audience. Like, if I insult your faith, sir, what are you going to do? Forgive me? Because there's only one faith that is, you know, pretty prominent in the suicide vest community. So yeah. I'm going to lay off the jokes for a second, which is just a joke wrapped in a joke. Well done. And I did like that line about forgiveness. But, Ilhan Omar to say that some people did something on 9/11, I liked how the New York Post just showed that image. Yeah, this is your something.
That's what I just, a few people did something. And the New York Post kicks ass today, which is pretty awesome. Great job. 324, divorce is a difficult situation under any circumstances because it's a major life change for both parties. Even when there's an effort at amicability, you still have two adults who are going to be moving on with their lives and trying to do the best they can for themselves, which is, you know, how healthy people generally function. It doesn't mean revenge or taking advantage. It just means you want what's rightfully yours, what you put into it. And when there's custody issues involved, you want representation that will make sure that, especially for men, that long-standing prejudice in that arena is challenged and overcome. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, and specifically in those areas. And if you'd like to see the difference they've made for men who have used them to fight those battles, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and check out the testimonials. Those are gut punches. Divorce is a gut punch in itself. Even under the so-called best of circumstances, it's a major change, routines, all the little things you can't figure on ahead of time come into play. So you really got your hands full moving forward with your life. Let them take care of the work that goes into the courtroom, that into putting together an agreement that you can live with, one that you can sign without regret, unlike me and others who didn't pay attention, who got distracted, or even tried to get involved, and it just doesn't work out well. Now, they offer a generous discount on their consultation to News Talk listeners, so if you call them at 819-4810, please mention that, and let them take care of business for you. And sometimes you know it's coming, sometimes you're ambushed, like me, during the middle of a radio show with a restraining order saying, don't talk about this. I couldn't even mention that, I just got served. I would have been in immediate violation. Don't let that happen to you. Get good, powerful representation from Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And again, read those testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com. At 3:26, we'll at the traffic dungeon. Rich's forecast. Rich is very, very concerned about, and so are numerous other mutually credible weather sources about what's coming in our way this weekend. You know, they're having blizzard conditions in the northern tier of states. That's not the weather that's coming here. In fact, the way, as Rich put it this morning, the weather that's headed our way doesn't even exist yet, technically. It's not on a map where you can find it. But by all means, if you don't have the Rich Thomas weather app, get it. It's free at the App Store, and you'll get warnings and notices, watches, and so forth as they are posted. Protect yourself with the Rich Thomas weather app. 3:27.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking around the river region, and we've got a busy afternoon on the boulevard, especially around the Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital area. Seems like we say that every day, but that's where the traffic backs up. We also have a crowd around Vaughn Road and at I-85. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you. Everything seems to be moving along pretty smoothly. We still have authorities cleaning up the accident in Elmore at Highway 14 and the Coosada Parkway. School zones are in effect for just a little while longer. Be careful. Watch out. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama.
No representations made for the quality of legal services greater than other attorneys.
I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This 3 seconds brought to you by Shanking It at the Masters.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast is pretty quiet for now, but that'll change over the weekend. For tonight, breezy, mild, overnight low temperature 64. Rain chances about 20% in the overnight hours tonight. Tomorrow, a small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s on Friday. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime hours, high 81. Then scattered thunderstorms on Saturday night. Then we're going to have to deal with potentially a significant severe weather risk entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday and continuing through the day on Sunday with the threat of tornadoes as well. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's going to be your best friend in a situation like this. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service.
Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service. Professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office. Wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit vocalonline.org or call 800-239-3222.
Here's to you, Mr. Putting Green Hole Cutter at the Masters. You're the guy who moves the holes on the green from one place to another and then filled the old hole like it was never there. You keep each hole from being worn down by constant use and make the game more exciting, if that's even possible. So thank you, Mr. Putting Green Hole Cutter at the Masters, giving credit where little is given. You're our unsung hero of the day.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Bernie Sanders. Have you always wanted to be in the top 1% of the top 1% with more wealth than the bottom 99% combined? Then don't be a putz. Come to my seminar, Becoming a Millionaire, the Bernie Sanders Way. You'll learn how to make money the way I did, by saving money, like on clothes. I only own one suit I found in a dumpster outside a men's warehouse. And stop wasting dough on haircuts. Bernie Sanders never gets haircuts. That's why I always look like I just escaped a bomb cyclone. Until I make college tuition free, educate yourself with Snapple Cap Facts. Wow, did you know camels have three eyelids? Also, when it comes to food, I have three words for you. Early Bird Special. There, I told you how to save. So, how do you earn money? Easy, just write a best-selling book. So, come to my seminar and learn how to become part of the bourgeoisie. Because the best way to be the next Warren Buffett is going to the all-you-can-eat Buffett.
You know, for all the play that this cadre from the Democratic clown car is getting, from Pocahontas on down, it's still Joe Biden with 29% in Iowa and Bernie with 15. So for all their talk and all the Democrats about, yes, we're the party of diversity and difference and all this other crap, it's still old white men, isn't it?
Yep.
We mentioned a few minutes ago that the New York Post kicked ass today with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's ignorant statement that, well, CARE was formed. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which is nothing more than a front for Hamas and Hezbollah and all these other groups, you know, providing cover for them, especially during the Obama administration. So she referred, some people did something, and I don't know. So the New York Post came out and just about reproduced the cover they ran on 9/12/2001. Guess who chimed in today and said this was a hateful thing for the New York Post to do? I'll give you guys a second to think about it, see if you can figure out what ignorant a-hole Democrat would make a comment like that, what the New York Post did about some people did something was hateful. Joey?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. Terry, you don't even get a chance.
Yeah.
You are the winner. Shall we delve into this a little bit?
She's why already not? Wanting to ban motorcycles. She made that statement today. Yeah.
Ban motors for what?
Yeah, motorcycles. Because of the Bikers for Trump. She's out there.
Out there? She's beyond there. She's crossed.
Yeah, she's gone.
Actually, she is the capital of the country, stupid.
Pretty much.
First of all, she does represent a district in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that many people who live in her district lost friends and loved ones on 9/11. So for the New York Post, and all they did was quote Omar saying 9/11 was some people did something. The New York Post shows the two towers on fire, the second one exploding. From the impact of the second plane and said, here's your something. 2,977 people dead by terrorism. So I appreciate the fact that the New York Post didn't puss out like all the other media, because they just can't do it. It's like Joe Scarborough, who still looks like the guy that sits on the branch in Deliverance. And really needs to squeal like a pig. Maybe Mika does that to him in their moments at home.
Maybe.
How pathetic. A member of Congress, says the Post, can't acknowledge what happened on one of the most horrific days in U.S. history. In a March 23rd speech, Representative Ilhan Omar complained of the discomfort of being a second-class citizen, quote-unquote, before claiming the Council on American-Islamic Relations was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and Muslims are starting to lose access to their civil liberties. Some people did something? Wow, what a way to describe the heinous surprise attack on America that claimed almost 3,000 lives. The paper goes on, Omar upped the obscure the facts ante Wednesday, declaring criticism of her some people did something line to be incitement. Don't they have it all figured out? They know they're going to throw something out there that's going to attract this level of negative reaction, and they got these amazing comebacks, like, this was incitement. I think she was the inciter here, if I'm not mistaken. Insider, not insider, or
right.
Mole, or whatever.
Why would she be a mole? Isn't that something on your face?
She'd rightly be outraged if anyone minimized those threats as merely some words for some people. Omar's cavalier brushing off of the murder of thousands of innocents on 9/11 should shock all Americans, Muslims included. As the internet exploded, here she comes. Are you ready for the 12-year-old from New York?
Yeah.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez jumped into the fray. Quote, I'm not going to quote the New York Post's horrifying, hateful cover.
Hateful?
Here's one fact. At Ilhan, Minnesota, referring to the monster who made those comments, a co-sponsor of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. She's done more for 9/11 families than the GOP, who won't even support health care for first responders, true, yet are happy to weaponize her faith. Horrifying, hateful cover. Things took off from there. Occasional Cortex then attacked Representative Dan Crenshaw for a tweet he posted earlier this week when he called Omar, the first member of Congress to ever describe terrorists who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11, as some people who did something. She accused him of refusing to co-sponsor this bill. Crenshaw says, first member of Congress ever to describe terrorists as blah, 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 blah. After a massive outpouring of contempt for her comments, she retweeted another posting that said, words matter, and acknowledged that we were attacked by terrorists on 9/11. Do you think that message sank into that thing? She represents a district where firefighters and cops were no doubt killed, maimed, injured in that catastrophe. They must be, the people that live there must be saying, how did we elect this nitwit to represent us? Crenshaw, Omar was on Colbert's show. You wonder why your ratings are going down, Steve? Because you suck, and you've got nothing to say now. Now that the Mueller, his ratings, the ratings on Rachel Maddow, the ratings on CNN has got like fractions.
Mm-hmm.
They did a town hall. CNN did a town hall for Kirsten Gillibrand,
mm-hmm.
who's one of the 87 announced nominees for the Democratic nomination. They did a town hall for her up against Laura Ingraham. And Laura Ingraham had three times the viewers with just a regular show mm-hmm. than they do, trying to push another one of these, I guess. And still, even with all this, quote, help, CNN, MSNBC, they are hemorrhaging viewers.
Good.
And why, look, they led all the Trump haters down this primrose path. Your day, it's coming. He's going to get in so much trouble. And we're just so filled with hate that we're just going to have one big hate-gasm when they march him out of the White House with him and his son and Ivanka, all of them in handcuffs. Even Melania, they're probably hoping they would get her too. Meanwhile, you can debate the merits of the war that was fought, but isn't that how Mr. Crenshaw lost uh-huh. an eye from an IED from one of those peace-loving
jihadists?
It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And you can tell from the outrage pouring in on the phone that this is a hot-button topic for a lot of people.
Right.
Did you see the story today? And this is why I don't want one of these in my house, that Amazon employees are listening to people talk to their Alexa.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, Silicon Valley, they want to... Zuckerberg wants the government to jump in business with them to censor conservative speech. I guess they're frustrated because even though they have been doing that with algorithms and other devious technical tricks that I honestly don't understand, I'm sure the reach of some of my social media has been hindered. You know, because they look for certain words. They can't read everything, so they just flag certain words, and algorithms go to work, and they kind of... Because I've put stuff up, and my animal videos get tons of response.
Well, and some of it isn't political ideology. I think that's going on, but a lot of it, what's happened with Facebook, is the reason your video of a cute kitten or a picture, even of, say, Hillary in a jumpsuit, or just your status update... gets a lot more eyeballs on it is they don't like outside links. So if you link a story to a website, they don't promote that as quite as much.
I've
seen that with my stuff. If I post a picture or just a status, a lot of people see it. If I post a link, not many people see it.
Did you see there was an indictment today in this whole spying thing? It's from the Obama administration.
Yeah.
Former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig was indicted by a federal grand jury Thursday on charges stemming from Mueller's probe related to work he did for the Ukraine in 2012.
Greg Craig?
Greg Craig.
Craig Craig. Ukraine's is pretty close to the Russia, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Right across the street.
Oh yeah.
According to Mr. Craig's legal team, he refused to accept a plea deal, so the case was handed over to a grand jury for indictment. And guess what? They gave him exactly what he wanted. So,
I wonder if this has anything to do with Biden's son's deal.
Well, there's another. I wonder if anybody's going to have the balls to ask Joey about not you, Joey Biden, butt buddy.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Call him Joe.
Joe, I wonder if anybody will have the balls to ask Joe. So, what happened in this situation where you were in the Ukraine and you had a chat with somebody over there because they were investigating your son, and
you had him call it off,
and the kid was making big bucks over there,
$4 million,
and it just went away after
that.
Joe had a chat.
Yep.
Where's the outrage? Where is the... he's the leading Democrat. Nobody's going to ask him.
Nope.
Because they all still... whether the media looks stupid or foolish, for 2.5 years of perpetuating a hoax, they still think they have this amazing power. That's why Trump's approval is at 53%. And you know what? Now that the mask is off... all of this, and they realized that they were just, you know, spanking their monkeys through this whole Mueller thing. It's probably going to go up further.
So. Should.
And any number that comes out on Trump's approval, add 10 for the part of the population that's scared to death to say, yeah, he's my president. I like the job he's doing. Because they see the stories about people getting beat up and attacked and wearing a MAGA hat. Oh my God. It's like,
it's crazy.
Yeah. But Ilhan Omar, some people did something. Well, she's there in her beautiful burqa, but she's one of those women that has a smile that gives me the absolute chills.
Heebie-jeebie-jeebies.
Yeah, big time. Let's talk about Adams Motorsports.
Allen's Motorsports.
I'm going to put you in the seat of the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. I see that there's a good time sales event going on with Kawasaki.
Yeah, Kawasaki's got it going on right now. Man, some of the new stuff they've come out with, the new products. They have the new 900, which is like the modern version of the original 73 Z1 900. They came out with a beautiful Kawasaki green, the racing scheme, the shorter bars, the little cafe fairing. Absolutely gorgeous. It looks like Eddie Lawson's bike from back in the day. Gorgeous bike. Of course, it's got all the modern stuff, all the electronics, ABS. It's got different mapping. It's got wheelie control. You know, Kawasaki's been one of the leaders as far as the Japanese go with electronic controls on their bikes. 64-bit ECU, the whole nine yards. Very, very, very sophisticated bike. We got those guys in stock. Kawasaki's doing a big deal right now with rebates.
Low financing.
Super low financing. The cool thing is, if you're military or retired military, $250 extra on top of everything else, just because thanking you for serving our country. And I love that. The Kawasaki's been doing that since we've owned the place since 96. So that's a good deal. With, of course, Suzuki's got their stuff going on too. Polaris, they basically dominate the off-road. If you want a side-by-side, you got to get a Polaris Ranger or a Razor if you're more into performance. We got those guys on sale too. Big rebates, super low interest rates. Got a really good selection right now on the 2019s. So, hey, come get them.
Is it time for folks to start seriously considering a jet ski, perhaps?
Yes, the way the weather is today. Oh, what? Man, I'm like you. I looked at the pool this morning, and I thought about it.
Yeah.
It's water time.
I'm going to take the plunge.
Yeah. It's water time in Alabama right now. So
now, on the Good Time Roll sales event, some restrictions may apply, subject to change without notice.
Yeah.
Offer available on approved purchase of select new unregistered Kawasaki vehicles. Offer valid for a limited time only, which means is a legal way of saying get your butt over there.
Exactly.
And get in on the great deals at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And you can get credit apps started for these super low interest rates. You can get that started today and go visit tomorrow or Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And, of course, AdamsMotorsports.com. 351.
Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and the biggest bunch of traffic we see is on the boulevard, especially on the south side. There's a big crowd around South Court Street, also between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. And then once you come around at Vaughn Road, I-85 and the Atlanta Highway are all pretty crowded. If you're on Taylor Road, it's really jammed up between the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. It looks like we may have an accident at that intersection, so be careful there. The rest of the Atlanta Highway is pretty crowded almost all the way into the downtown area this afternoon. But the good news is the interstates are moving along just fine. There's no delays on I-65 or on I-85. Let's drive carefully and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Welcome back to another day at the Masters. You're getting sleepy. Very sleepy. It's all right. So just relax. We'll be here to recap when you wake up from your nap at the Masters on CBS.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
At 3:53, Joey, there was some baseball action today. Should we go and check some final score?
Yeah, a lot of action, a lot of bubblegum being chewed, a lot of spit being spat.
Never heard it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta love the popcorn and the big wieners.
Joey, there's people all over the baseball community saying, are these Seattle Mariners for real? They're now 11-2 after 13-2.
Yeah, they're on fire. Fire!
This is a team that traded away half of their best players during the offseason, and they're off to a really hot start. They came back and beat the Royals today 7-6.
Well, it is a team sport.
Maybe they weren't their best players.
Let's see, the Cardinals. Wow, the Dodgers are in a tailspin. They lost their fourth in a row today to St. Louis.
Yeah, it's very difficult to dodge a Cardinal. When you piss one off and it comes flying out of that tree, I mean, you got to do a lot in order to, you know, irritate one of them. But when they get that eye on you, that eagle or that Cardinal eye on you, it's over.
Our Warhawk eye.
Rich Thomas's Cleveland Indians shut out Detroit 4-0 today. Nothing. And the Oaklands beat the Baltimore's 8-5.
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
She got a point.
Yeah.
Oh my God, who the hell cares? Yep.
I keep trying to make people care. What are they talking about here? Yeah. All right, so the rest of the action is tonight under the lights, as they like to say.
No, nighttime baseball, yeah.
I want to thank everybody for pouncing on the topics we introduced this hour, expressing your opinions. Really appreciate it. And we'll be back with more in the next hour. Are you just sitting there waiting for the Baumhauer's winning word? Is that what they're doing?
Oh, I think so. And they're waiting for those bulbs to fire up.
Well,
for nighttime baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the biscuits tonight, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The biscuits.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Nothing. Because Fox News is coming up in a couple of minutes. But next hour, next hour, I could pop that winning word.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Or I could wait till 5.
Yeah, you've...
Depends on my mood.
You're quite a tease like that.
I'm going to go down and have a shot of chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free UV UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot.